You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
The Great Obamacare Debate, Chapter 394.
Oh, always like starting a Monday with a smile on my face. Welcome, everybody. John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI. You know, we talk a lot about the law of unintended consequences, which happens with big government. For instance, you want more tax revenue. So some people think that raising taxes is the answer. And of course, you don't get more tax revenue. Sometimes you get less tax revenue and you get less economic activity. Well, now a key component of Obamacare looks like it's coming back to potentially doom the president's signature achievement. Here's Brit Hume over the weekend, Fox News Sunday.
The test really, Chris, and the administration clearly knows this, is whether enough young, healthy people sign up to furnish the premiums, the money that will be needed to care for the older, sick people who will need most of the care. We're seeing two things that suggest that that may not be so. One is that a lot of the signing up that's going on is for Medicaid. Medicaid, of course, doesn't bring in any money. It spends money. It's an entitlement. It spends money. The second is that all kinds of people are getting thrown off their insurance policies. The president made as explicit a promise as you can imagine on that. You showed it earlier in the program. That promise is being broken. It has been broken. And it's not clear how many of these people who are tossed off their insurance policies will sign up for new ones. Many of them may choose to go without, or like the woman in Peter Doocy's piece, they may say, well, I'll just pay the fine. So I think that there's a serious problem here, not to mention the fact, Chris, that we've got all these people 26 and under who were in the sweet spot of the population they want, that is young and healthy, who are staying on their parents' plans. So the question is, can they meet their revenue goals? And I think there's real reason to doubt they can.
Okay, if there's one area where Democrats and Republicans are in full agreement about the Affordable Care Act, it is that it will fail unless lots of young people who previously have not purchased health insurance go out and purchase health insurance. Now, keep in mind that a lot of, 24, 25-year-olds that might have gone out to purchase insurance are going to stay on their mom and dad's policy because, well, the Affordable Care Act allows them to remain on mom and dad's policy. But it also assumes that a lot of those young people, a lot of the people who are accessing the sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, they had another serious problem yesterday with healthcare.gov website, are going to be young people looking for opportunities to purchase a low-cost insurance policy that puts them in the risk pool. Again, this is where Democrats and Republicans fully agree that the economic success of the Affordable Care Act absolutely 100% relies, must have, millions of young people purchasing insurance don't have it now.
As we said, the key, the business plan of Obamacare depends on getting young, healthy people to sign up in private insurance, pay premiums to pay for all the benefits for older, sicker people that Obamacare is going to extend. But take a look at this, and Britt mentioned it just a moment ago. In Washington state, 35,000 people have newly enrolled, 87% in Medicaid. In Kentucky, 26,000 new enrollments, 82% in Medicaid. In New York, 37,000 enrollments, 64% in Medicaid. George, the business model just plain doesn't work if they're signing up for government insurance, which means they don't pay anything, as opposed to private insurance, where they pay the premiums that fund the rest of Obamacare.
You showed the graphic a moment ago about how many people are losing their coverage in California and Florida. It is possible that more people since the 1st of October have lost their coverage than have signed up for the Affordable Care Act government program in all 50 states. Opponents of Obamacare lost in Congress, they lost in the Supreme Court, They lost in the 2012 election. They may be winning now in the implementation of it. You mentioned 10 Democratic senators are for delay. The two candidates for the Senate in Georgia and Kentucky, Democratic candidates, have now endorsed delay. So there is a tide moving.
And let's put up again those statistics, just in case you didn't see them, because they're quite remarkable about the people who are losing health insurance, not gaining it. Florida Blue terminating 300,000 policies because they don't meet the new Obamacare standards. Kaiser Permanente of California, 160,000 cancellations. These are people who had health insurance in the individual market, who are happy with it, and they're being kicked off because the new, under the new Obamacare mandates, that doesn't meet it. And to pick up on what George said, House Speaker Boehner said, more people could actually lose health insurance in the month of October than sign up for it.
Okay, and here's why this is so important. The president promised, and the word explicit is absolutely accurate, he promised when he was campaigning for office, after he took office and was campaigning to get Obamacare passed into law, and he promised as he was signing the Affordable Care Act into law.
If you like your insurance plan, you will keep it. No one will be able to take that away from you. It hasn't happened yet. It won't happen in the future.
Well, Carter Evans from CBS talked to one such customer who is forced off her plan because it doesn't meet the Obamacare minimums for what they think people should be covered by.
Natalie Willis helps parents in Los Angeles care for their newborns. She buys her own health insurance.
I was completely happy with the insurance I had before.
So she was surprised when she tried to renew her policy.
What did you find out?
That my insurance was going to be completely different, and they were going to be replaced with 10 new plans that were going to fall under the regulations of the Affordable Care Act.
Her insurer, Kaiser Permanente, is terminating policies for 160,000 people in California and presenting them with new plans that comply with the health care law.
Before, I had a plan that had a $1,500 deductible. I paid $199 a month. The most similar plan that I would have available to me would be $278 a month. My deductible would be $6,500, and all of my care after that point would only be covered 70%.
About half of the 14 million people who buy insurance on their own are not going to be able to keep the policies that they had previously.
Dr. Jerry Kaminsky is director of public health policy at UCLA. He says higher premiums help insurers pay for new requirements, including accepting patients with pre-existing conditions and providing preventative care like checkups and vaccines.
That's it.
You're paying more for a better product and for more protection, and you won't understand the value of that until you need it.
But many can't get past the sticker shock.
So now I'm being forced to choose from a bunch of new plans that I don't want to choose from that are all more expensive.
Now, the important thing to remember about this is that we're not talking about, oh, CBS found someone who just happens to be losing their policy. This sticker shock is happening to millions of people, literally millions of people. And you might be one of them, and I bet you know someone who is if you're not, are hearing from their insurance companies that their policy is about to go up in price, or that they'll have higher deductibles, or that they'll have higher copays, or maybe all three, higher premiums, higher deductibles, and higher copays. Or they're simply getting cancellation notices. So the policy that you used to have is no longer available. You'll have to buy a new one. So that is why you have a 1-2 punch. You have the problem with the rollout, and the punch that is following are all these millions of Americans dismayed by what they're now hearing about their existing coverage. By the way, Juan Williams, who's the designated liberal at Fox News Sunday panel, tried to argue with Brit Hume about this and say that these federal standards actually mean a higher quality policy.
The president promised explicitly, we heard it on this program, if you like the coverage you have now, you can keep it, period.
Yes.
These hundreds of thousands of people evidently liked the policies they had because they kept paying for them. They're now being told they can't have those policies anymore, that they must have policies that involve coverage for things they may feel they don't need.
They're going to get better coverage, Britt, at potentially lower cost.
Whose idea of better coverage? Their idea or the government's?
Bingo! That's it exactly. Whose idea of better coverage? My idea, as someone who's laying out my money for a policy that works for my family? Or the government's idea about what the government thinks I should be buying, what the government thinks my policy ought to entail? It is 18 minutes after 5 o'clock in the morning. Off to a great start here at Talk Radio 570 KVI. Boy, we may have found the record setter for having her medical plan cover or changed more than any other under Obamacare. A 56-year-old woman in Florida was upset to learn that her health care plan, which she was paying $54 a month for, was going up to $591 a month. Again, 56-year-old Florida resident dropped from her health care plan. She was paying $54 a month. Now she would have to pay $591. Quote, what I have right now is what I'm happy with. I just want to know why I can't keep what I have, she said. Why do I have to be forced into something else? You know, hundreds of thousands of people are getting this same sticker shock. I mean, did you hear this LA Times story? Middle-class consumers looking at big increases in their insurance bills because the healthcare market is being remade to cover older, sicker and poorer people who haven't been in the system. Experts say sharp price increases for individual insurance, medical insurance policies have the greatest potential to erode public support for the president's signature achievement, the Affordable Care Act. In California, Fullerton resident Jennifer Harris thought she had a great deal paying $98 a month for an individual plan through HealthNet.inc. She got a rude surprise this month, according to the LA Times, when the company said it would cancel her policy at the end of the year. Her current plan does not conform with the new federal rules, which require more generous levels of coverage. Now, Ms. Harris, a self-employed lawyer, must shop for replacement insurance. The cheapest plan she has found will cost her not $98 a month, but $238 a month. She and her husband don't qualify for federal premium subsidies because they earn too much money, about $80,000 a year in combined salaries. Quote, it doesn't seem right to make the middle class pay so much more in order to give health insurance to everybody else, said Ms. Harris, who's 3 months pregnant. This increase is simply not affordable. Now, bearing in mind that lower-income families actually gain access to comprehensive coverage at little or no cost. The federal government, meaning you, picks up much of the tab through expanding Medicaid and subsidies to people who earn up to four times the poverty level. That's up to $46,000 for a person or up to $94,000 for a family of four. But middle-income consumers face an estimated 30% rate increase on average just in California due to several factors tied to the health care law. Pam Cahali, president of Anthem Blue Cross in California, said she got a letter recently from a young woman complaining about a 50% rate hike related to the health care law. Quote, she said, I was all for Obamacare until I found out I was paying for it. Close quote. So, welcome to the future. This is going to be the reality for some time. And you know what's very interesting about this? What's interesting about this is that even in states where they brag about, well, we're not on the federal exchange, our state set up our own exchange, like here in Washington. They're boasting about, oh, so many more people have visited our sites. Oh, so many people have opened an account. Oh, so many more people have enrolled. So many people now have insurance. Are you following the numbers? 3 out of 4 people in Washington state have signed up for Medicaid. Not for a private policy. See, Medicaid, there is no premium. You don't have to pay for it. You're on the government dole. So because you don't have to pay a monthly premium, you're not paying into the system. Now, remember what I said a half hour ago, is that liberals and conservatives both agree that Obamacare financially collapses unless millions of healthy younger people sign up for insurance and start making payments.